Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Let's try Keith. Good evening, Keith.
It's chilly shop.
There we go. Let's try. You're too slow, guys. Let's do one more, then we'll take a proper call. Hello, Phil.
Hi, it's Phil. I just want to ask your opinion on the EDL. Oh, God.
What's your opinion on the EDL, Phil?
I think it's just not that good, you know. It's not a remarkable thing to think about.
Okay. So so what, you think they're good or bad?
Bad, definitely bad.
Why?
I just don't agree with them at all.
Okay, well, why are you phoning up a national radio station and giving them publicity?
I don't know.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's what we're trying. I'm not having a go at you, Phil, because you're a new caller and it's great to have you on board. But here's the thing. Here's what we're trying to do. Kath and I are trying to do, and it's really starting to take shape since I got back from New York, is to create an echo chamber of love and of peace and of art and of positive stories and of good news, and to not go down the usual routes of the Tommy Robinsons and the EDL and the Muslims and the people talking about this Trump baby flying out. All of that stuff, right? You can find that for pretty much 21 hours on the rest of this station, with a few exceptions, actually. That's unfair to a couple of the presenters here. You can find that on LBC for 24 hours. It's everywhere. So we don't need this window, Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock at night until 1 o'clock in the morning, for as long as we can, bearing in mind who we're owned by, for as long as we can, we're going to keep this a place of love and of happiness and of a friendly place. So we don't need to mention those racist guys, do we?
No, not at all. I really support you. Yeah.
Thank you, Phil. How long you been listening to the show for?
Just a couple hours, really.
Oh, you only found us tonight?
Yep.
How come? What were you doing to stumble upon us?
I've just been recommended by a friend, really.
Okay. Well, Phil, thank you very much indeed. There we go. Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Hello.
Hello, Nigel.
How are you?
Very well, mate. Thank you very much for calling. Let's try Vicky. Good evening, Vicky.
Hello.
Hello, Vicky.
Hi. I'm wondering if I'm one of your serious callers that you alluded to before.
Well, now, you might just be saying that just to sneak under the radar, and then you're gonna call I don't know, a shit or something.
Some sort of racist slur. Yeah,
yeah, you might call me a racist swear, but let's see how you sound sensible. But again, that could be a disguise. What have you got for us, Vicky?
I'm just trying to lure you into a false sense of security.
Vicky's a honey trap.
absolutely. Did you watch Love Island tonight? Because I have to talk about it.
Yes, we did watch Love Island.
Yay!
And then, but, I missed the last... Thank you for reminding me. I missed the last 5 minutes because I had to come in the studio. And normally Catherine comes in with me and I said, Kath, can you stay here and watch it and tell me what happens? So, Catherine, we haven't had this conversation. I'm so glad you reminded me, Vicky.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
What happened at the end of Love Island?
Right,
yes.
So... You had a thingy who wasn't being funny but did fancy her mate's boyfriend and went out on a date with him but wasn't being funny and she was being honest. Georgia.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah. Little G.
Yeah. The G-spot.
She took them to the G-spot.
Yeah.
Her and Wes, because they were the only singles, they had to choose between three couples who were ready to be dumped off the island, and they had to pair up with one member of each couple. And everyone else went home.
Oh.
So you've got, in the couples, you've got, remember that one that Wes got dumped by?
Yeah.
With the big lips?
Yeah.
Her, what's her name?
Megan.
Megan. And another, and some fella.
Alex.
Yeah, that she went off with. Don't worry the beardy about, one with the glasses.
Don't worry about the name. Oh, the guy from Half-Life?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Do you know that game, Vicky? There's a game called Half-Life.
I know about Half-Life, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like him, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Right. So then there's him. Then there's the girl with the tattoos who he went on a date with.
We just, stop for a second. We've just gone from a call about the EDL to this. This is how stupid this is.
When he said that he'd only been listening for 2 hours, yeah. I was like, wow, you're in for a treat.
or a hideous shock. Anyway, go on, Kathy. Yes.
So there's them two.
Yeah.
Then there's tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And lady tattoos.
Yes.
Yep.
And the fella that she was with.
Yes.
Male tattoos.
Yeah. There's double tats.
Double tats.
And then there was that guy with the tortured eyebrows.
Yeah.
Who went on the date with G first.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it? They all look the same.
Yeah, and the girl that he was with.
And the girl that he was with.
Danny Dyer's.
Yeah, so three of them were up there.
Yeah.
Then they had to go and everyone else is sitting there going, oh, what is he going to do? Because he's choosing between tattoos that he quite fancies now.
Yes.
And Megan, who's screwed him over, but there's still a vibe there.
Right, right.
Oh, so tense.
So who did he choose?
Wait. So then they go off and discuss it, and G's going, you know that it's the wrong decision to go with her.
Yeah.
You've got a decision now between what could be brilliant and someone who's really messed you around, and but I don't trust her, I don't trust her, but it's, you know, it's going to be down to you. Think about it. Think about it really carefully, but you can't go back to her. You can't go back to her. So she gets up and she, of course, picks tortured eyebrows.
Yeah.
Right? He's standing there, very much in a mood like this.
Yeah.
This music is what the show is missing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. They should put me in charge of the music.
They should do.
And he says, I've had to make a really, really tough decision. It's the toughest decision in my life.
Did he say it was hard?
He said it was really hard.
I bet it was. I bet it was. Blue balls.
And it's flashing between big lips and tats.
Yeah.
Big lips, tats.
I reckon he's gone big lips.
Big lips, tats.
He'd have to
is
go.
It going to be big lips or tats? And Tats has had lovely eye makeup, actually. It was like a sort of red, sort of sparkly thing going on. I thought she looked great. Mm. Tats, big lips. Big lips is thinking, you better pick me. I know you fancy me, even though I'm really boring. I mean, she's beautiful, but she's boring. Big lips, tats, big lips, tats. Who's it going to be? 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 Close up on his face. I'm going to go with big lips.
Yay!
And everyone
well done,
goes...
Well done, fella. He made the right choice. So Tats is out.
Tats is out.
Wowzers.
Mm-hmm. Double tats.
Oh, Vicky, it's tense, isn't it?
We should definitely do a podcast for Love Island, shouldn't we?
It's such a load of rubbish, that show. I mean, it is awful, isn't it? Oh, she's gone. Vicky's gone.
She just wanted to know what happened.
Vicky's gone. Let's see if we get Vicky back if she wants to come back on. I don't know. Late Night Alternative, Ian and Kath, Talk Radio.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I think we got Vicky back. Good evening, Vicky.
Hi.
You get too excited there. Do you have to go off and...
I did, yeah. Okay. I've just moved into a new flat and I think the signal's a bit dodgy in this building.
Right, you show off.
You can't take tension.
I'm renting.
What a show off. Is it furnished?
No, I've got my own furniture.
I don't want to poor me, but I'm buying a house, right? And
I've heard about your struggles.
The struggles, and they are comparable with the struggles that they faced over in Ireland. but hopefully, the end of the month. Although they're just dicking me around. But tonight, I've got nothing, right? Because I'm coming out of the marital home. I'm not going to take any of the furniture from there. That wouldn't be the right thing to do. So I've got nothing. I've got no furniture. So tonight, Vicky, I bought two sofas. And a bed.
Show off?
Yeah, I am showing off, right? A three-seater and a two-seater.
Well, I've got a big corner sofa, and then my flat I moved into came with a three-seater sofa as well. Oh. We've got two big sofas.
Ooh. Can anyone beat that? We are waving our sofa dicks around. and Vicky's winning. But it takes 6 to 8 weeks for the sofas to be delivered. Six to eight weeks.
I can't say the sofa brand, can I? But I bet you it's the same one that I ordered mine from, and it took forever.
Well, mine's Sofa Workshop.
Oh, no, mine was DFS.
Oh, well. But anyway, I spent bloody fortune tonight, on boring things. Really, yeah, boring things.
Sofas and beds, they are the worst.
They're so boring. Here we go. I've spent about $4,500 tonight, right?
What?
On boring, the most boring, grown-up, dull things ever.
But you will not be saying that when you are lolling about on them.
I've spent $4,500 on things that I'm just going to fart on. That is it. I've spent $4,500 worth of money on fart seats.
Fart targets.
Fart targets. That's it. Targets. That's all it is. It's going to let rip on there. Outrageous. I can do that standing up. Anyway, Vicky, do we get to the point of your call?
It was mostly just to talk about Love Island because my flatmate is away with work, so I've got no one to rant at about how much of a mug Wes was.
But oh, he's such an idiot.
There you go.
Aren't you hoping that she does it to him again?
So much so. I hope that... I'm trying to think of one of the other guys that she can get with in there, but any. I hope it's any of them, to be honest.
Any.
I don't care.
Let's just do it, dip, do. And then, I just think he's a mug. But also, he's done the dirty on people before, so I'm quite looking forward to seeing
him. Hang on. Have they been doing the dirty on each other?
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen that.
Well, he dumped Laura for her, didn't he?
Oh, you mean emotionally. I thought you... OK, right, so I've misunderstood.
Ian doesn't like Laura. You don't like Laura, do you?
Which, I don't know their names.
The air hostess.
Which one's she?
The
Scottish one.
Oh, I think she's absolutely boring. I think she's really boring. Aww. She's just, she's boring.
But that's the problem, though. She's a nice one. She might be a bit boring, but she did treat him well, and he's gone for the horrible one.
Well, always the way.
Nice, well, Vicky, thanks for lowering the IQ of...
Well, can I just counter this with the fact that I have been marking English literature GCSE papers for the last month.
How
are they... It's literally why I'm so invested in Love Island. It's the only fun thing I've had for a month.
How are they doing?
Mixed.
Have we got a generation of thickos coming up?
No, they are way more intelligent, I think, than I was.
Where are they going to find the next generation of Love Islanders?
There we go, you see. Vicky, thank you very much for that. Let's go to Andy. Good evening, Andy.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? What have you got for us this... And by the way, I think you've been waiting a while. I can see loads of people have been waiting a while. The phones are the busiest they've ever been since I've been here. So if you're hanging on and you're waiting, I really appreciate it. If you get bored and can't stand the waiting, put the phone down. I won't think any less of you. But I promise, or everyone I can see, I will come to you eventually. Andy, what have you got for us?
You asked somebody to call in who's trans.
Yes. Do you know anybody?
I am.
It's you. There you go. Fantastic, Andy. I'm aware that you are not speaking on behalf of trans men and women all over the world.
You're speaking for Andy.
Yeah. Well, we kind of know that, and the listeners know that. But you're right. You're just speaking for Andy. And I just kind of, well, okay, yeah. Let's come out with it. What's your thoughts on this whole Scarlett Johansson playing a trans character in a movie?
Can I tell you the backstory, and that'll help to explain how I feel about Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
1981, my sister brought home a copy of the Dare album by the Human League.
Okay.
Do you remember the cover? I don't know if you do. Phil Oakey and the full face makeup and all that kind of stuff.
I don't remember it, but I'm aware of the styles that were popular at the time, yes.
Well, I was 6 years old, and inside me something just went, wow.
Oh, really? Something clicked?
Yeah. Exactly, at that stage. That now takes me to 2002, when I went to a couple of fantasy dress parties in drag, which was my first attempt at really coming out.
Yeah. So had you experimented, you know, with clothing and makeup,
behind closed doors.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
To the extent where, you know, hiding them away, being embarrassed and being ashamed of who I was and, you know, unsure of what was happening to me, uncertain of all that kind of stuff. And being really quite scared and really vulnerable. 2002, as I say, was my first couple of times out. And then after that, met somebody, settled down into a safe existence, a heterosexual existence, really vanilla. Kind of just tried to blend into what I thought society wanted of me.
Yeah.
2011, that marriage ended, and I came out as trans. in those days, transgender was an umbrella term, meaning anybody from cross-dressers and androgynous to anybody who's transitioning.
Yes.
Transsexual people, although I don't speak for all of them, I speak for the ones that I know, weren't happy with the term transsexual because what they go through is not sexual.
Right, okay.
And so I fully understand that.
Yeah.
So I have been told by quite a few people, well, you're not transgender enough, are you?
Gosh.
Because
what does that mean?
Well, I've no desire to transition fully.
Right, okay.
I've no desire to go all the way. I've no desire to live for the majority of my life as a member of the opposite sex. I just want to be me. So as a result of that, I found myself forced out of being able to call myself transgender, and I'm now settled into the label of gender fluid.
Okay. All right, so are
does that
you
make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. So are you suggesting that there is a... there is kind of a strong arm branch of the trans community,
yeah,
that kind of dictates what you are allowed to call yourself.
It's all a case of feeling comfortable enough,
right,
to be able to use a label that other people can relate to.
Okay.
And without people getting... I was always very careful not to call myself a transvestite because people had sexual connotations for that.
Right.
I feel what I do is more of a spiritual thing for getting in touch with me,
yeah,
rather than a sexual thing. So nobody's ever said to me, you absolutely cannot call yourself this, because if they did, I'd say, well, who are you to decide what I can call myself?
Yeah.
But for the longest time, I considered myself transgender. Then I got to the stage where I consider myself gender fluid now. But the point that I was going to make before, you know, we get sidetracked and whatnot, is if you can imagine from those first feelings in 1981, right through to 2002, right through to 2011, when I started going out regularly dressed,
yeah,
up to and how much that takes out of you as an individual. You know, when it comes to a film, I couldn't give a rat's arse. You know, I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, really? She's playing a film. I might watch it if it gets a good review. If it doesn't... And, you know, if anybody's out there, and I'm only speaking of myself here, but if anybody's out there thinking, oh, no, this is wrong. No, this is wrong. Just try to spend a little bit of that energy trying to make yourself happier rather than feeling that you've got to protest.
Could there, Andy, there could be some people who say, well, you're... OK, there could be some people who have transitioned or who are transitioning or who intend to, who will say, well, Andy, you don't know what it's like.
You don't
know what that's like. And because I think the character she's playing has transitioned. OK,
yeah.
So you don't know what that's like. So your view is not as valid as my view as somebody who's transitioned.
Yeah.
Well, how would you respond to that?
Well, I've heard that argument hundreds of times.
Right.
And what I would say to them is my journey in life any less valid than yours is?
It's less valid than mine because I really have journeyed hard and partied hard. But compared to everyone else, well, no, of course not. All our journeys are our own. But does God? This is, we're getting slightly into the esoteric and the philosophical. But does that mean that you are less well positioned to speak about a female actress playing a character that has transitioned? Are you less well prepared to talk about that than a human being who has transitioned? Do you see what I mean?
I've worked alongside people, I've supported people, I've mentored people who have transitioned fully. And my heart goes out to everyone who's in that position. I'm grateful that I never felt the need to go to that level.
Yeah.
Because I know how much that takes out of people. But at the end of the day, to me, life is... And I don't want to get philosophical on you, but I'm going to for a little bit.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. We're there. Let's do it.
Life is all about just trying to be as happy as we can and not sweating the small stuff. And if Scarlett... You know, we don't know. Does Scarlett Johansson wear trousers? If so, is she a cross-dresser? Does she identify as transgender under the old definition?
And if so, so what? Andy? It's a film.
How's life going, man? You in a peaceful place?
I'm good, Ian. Beautiful. I'm really good.
There you go.
I'm thinking of coming to see you on the 28th, by the way, especially because you're at Affleck's.
Are we at Affleck's? You know? Yes. Yes, we are. We are at Affleck's.
A three-minute theatre.
Come, because we've got like 20 tickets left in a tiny little theatre, so it's embarrassing. So you have to come. I insist, Andy, that you give us money and you come.
It sounds very tempting. I'm a little bit starstruck, if I'm honest.
Hey, you won't be after spending an hour with
you. No, mainly with Kath. I heard that. And here's the thing. And for all of the shows we do, we always stick around afterwards and people can come and have pictures and say hello and we'll sign stuff and all
that.
But
you don't have to.
But you don't have to if you don't want to. And loads of people come on their own as well. You know, if you're thinking of coming on your own, loads of people come as a solo.
It's such a friendly vibe. You won't feel like you're on your own.
Yeah.
Sweet, because that I must admit was one of my main concerns, because I would be coming by myself. But you know, I figure life's about doing stuff and getting out there and challenging yourself. And if you feel a bit intimidated about doing different stuff, just doing it and just making yourself as happy as you can be.
Love to see you.
I know that I'm not speaking on behalf of anyone else who is trans, but I hope I've helped a little bit.
All right, Andy, nice to talk to you. Thank you. Maybe we'll see you on the 28th.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Should we do a couple of the kids first? Because they've probably got to get to bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, Nollock.
Hello.
Hello, Nollock.
Can I talk about conspiracies?
Of course you can, Nollock.
Well, you know, because the government is leaving Brexit, and by the way, I'm not a kid. And
well, by the way, I'll be the judge of that. What year were you born, boy?
93.
So, yeah, you're a kid.
You are a kid.
You're a kid. And the fact that you...
Technically, I'm an adult.
Okay. The fact that you started this with, you know that the government is leaving Brexit, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, well, you're obviously well informed.
In case Yeah. Well, because... they're on a tight budget. They want to make the population go down. So I'm just warning everyone not to drink tap water. Because it's slowly going to kill us all.
We're all dying anyway, Nollock.
No, but it's going to give us a quicker death, which is bad.
I don't know if that is a bad thing.
Because you're using gay bombs in the water.
Using gay bombs in the water. Thank you so much for your call, young lady, and I appreciate that. I really do.
Don't call her a young lady. It's an insult to young ladies.
Let's do one more and then we'll take a proper call. Let's go to... good evening, Adam.
You're right, are you?
I'm very well, Adam. How are you?
I just thought I'd ring you because my nan, she got problems at the moment.
Okay.
What? I don't know what to talk to you about it.
Did she get hit by a gay bomb?
Yeah, it must have been.
There we go. Been a gay. Hang on a minute. What was the name of the farmer guy?
John.
You're not John the farmer, are you?
No.
No.
Okay. Well,
John the farmer was funny.
Adam, your mum's calling. You got to go to bed now, son. All right.
My nan's.
You got to go to bed now, son. What's great is that Sam gets it now, because Sam has called every single one spot on. He writes on the screen, prank. Don't even put the question mark, Sam, because you got it spot on every single time. All right, let's do a proper call. Andre!
Hey!
Hey!
When you're going
to Andre for a little bit of sense and sensibility, you know you're in trouble.
Thank you very much. Yep, you like a good, like, genuine, clever person.
Yep.
Right, here we go. Here, right? I've got five items on the agenda. Yeah!
They're five for the price of three.
I'll get through them quite quickly.
I'm sure you will.
Right, number one, Lappy on. Lappy not on. But we'll be on later.
Okay, Lappy on standby.
All right. The Elephant Man suffered with elephantitis, for anyone who didn't know.
Thank you.
Right, and Is this point number three now? Number three, in the middle, one quick game of rocks and scissors with you. Right, one, two, three. What you got?
Go on, what you got? You call it first.
No, I'll say it first.
No, they're watching on YouTube. What you got?
No, I'm the leader of the game.
Andre, what have you got?
Andre, you could
change it at any point. I'm not stupid. Tell me what you got, buddy.
I put in a stick of dynamite. Right? And you're going to say it's raining. Go on.
Yeah, it's raining.
Right, okay. Right, number four.
Yes.
Right, you won't let me play that properly. I'm meant to say what you got, right? Number four, never trust a hippie. I don't know why that's on the agenda. Right, and number five.
Yes.
Right, remember, going back, the Lappy's going to do it later for the listeners, yeah?
Yeah, great.
And if you've got the time, yeah. And five, I'm going to Sweden Saturday, but not to watch the football.
Bless you.
As you do.
Yes.
And for a couple of weeks. And anyone from Sweden calls in.
Yes.
Can you ask them to have a chat with me, yeah?
Okay, do you speak Swedish?
No, does that matter?
You don't barely speaks English.
Yeah, well, that don't matter either.
Well,
it's a universal language what I want to speak to the Swedish person about.
Okay, how long are you going to Sweden for?
Oh, as long as they'll let me.
There's not much to do there. I've been to Sweden. It's nice, but there's not a lot to... Are you going to the Pippi Longstocking Museum?
What are the women like?
God, not desperate.
Well, I know what they're like, because I've met some, but, I mean, That's the main...
Yeah, they can see and they're sober, so... Nah.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, aren't we?
Okay.
Well, I don't drink it, and you know that.
Okay, Andre, thank you very much indeed.
There's a man who's been avoiding tap water for a long time.
Let's take one more, then we'll take a break. Good evening, Gary. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary. He's gone. The switchboard is almost empty now. After what a run, an hour and 40 of unbroken calls. Good evening, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. What you got for us?
I would like to talk about depression tonight.
Oh. It sounds like you got something there to cheer you up. What's that? What's that buzzing in the background?
Oh, it's just my phone.
Okay, I apologise. I thought it was something else. Okay.
No, it's not that.
Okay, Dave. Where you go?
I think depression is a myth.
Okay.
Because I think it's just for attention seekers.
Okay.
And I just think... Some people generally are depressed, but some people just act it on for attention, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think people like that should just stop it because there's no point in it.
Okay.
And I also think that Len, the lion...
There we go.
I'm not convinced that was a phone. He might have gone off at the end.
The thing is... I just thought, I'm not going to argue with you. Makes a good point. I'm not going to argue with you. Fine, if you want to do that. This is a weird one, but I love it when it's like this. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.